Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke, Gina, Devin, minus Brooke. She was unable to meet with us, or Zoom with us. So we're just going to wing this on our own. So you're welcome to turn this off right now if you don't want to listen to Devin and I. Turn it off. We won't hold it against you.
No, we won't hold it against you. We won't turn it off.
And you know, honestly, this was kind of a last minute thing that Brooke couldn't make it. So we are completely dumbfounded as to what we're going to talk about, because what we were going to talk about was birthdays and aging and all of that sort of thing, which I guess, I mean, we could still talk about because it was Brooke's birthday yesterday. But now we're just going to segue into God knows what.
You're the queen of coming up with shit to talk about, Gina.
I'm leaving it to you. Well, it's funny because I've been obsessed. My oldest daughter, Kylie, has been obsessed with a show called, have you seen Alone?
No.
Okay. It's a show called Alone. It's on Prime. And it is, so basically they take 10 people and they're all like survivalists. And then they take them to like Vancouver Island, and they're all like super remote. And then they just have to survive for as long as they can until they call somebody to pick them up. And they're all in different areas. So they have no idea how many people are still left. So I watched the first season. So like, to give you an idea, the guy that won the first season, he was out there for 56 days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So basically what's happening is, and they don't have, I can't remember the other show that was kind of like that I used to watch, like Naked and Afraid or those kinds of things that have a cameraman with them. They're doing all the video themselves.
Okay.
So they really are just completely alone.
They really truly are completely alone. What can they take with them?
I don't know the rules of it because I haven't been paying great attention to that. Like they're given like certain things. Like they can take like a ghillie net, which is like a net that they can like catch fish with. And they have a satellite phone and then they get to pick, I think they get to take like 10 items or something. Don't quote me on that. But some of those items are, I want to say sleeping bag is included in that. So some of them have an axe and some of them have a knife, and then they're given I can't remember what it's called, but it's whatever they use to start fire.
A flint?
Well, but they were calling it something else.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I've been watching this show, and it's so funny because you have all these people, they put them through like tests before they put them out there. They, you know, they make sure that they can build a fire, and they make sure that it's not just like some Joe Schmo off the street can just go. Like they have to pass these tests to go out in the wild in the first place. And they do these people. So on the first season, this one guy, they need clean drinking water because there is some fresh water, but obviously there's bacteria and all that. So most of them boil their water first, but it's in this really wet area. So a lot of them can't even like get fire started. And so this one guy decides that he's read somewhere that you can filter water through this certain kind of moss. So he's been drinking this water, and he starts to have all these, like watching a train wreck. You're watching these people go absolutely insane. So most of them are like actually surviving as far as their basic needs, but they're all becoming completely mentally unstable as they're out there, and they're videotaping themselves the whole time. Like this one guy, he's all of a sudden talking about how, you know, he sees lights on the top of his shelter, and he's, you know, imagining all these things. And then it'll have this little caption at the bottom, you know, when you drink water, unsafe water, you can start hallucinating and da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's basically breaking down all their symptoms of like what's happening to them. It's pretty interesting. But I was thinking, I mean, obviously I could never survive in a situation like that. I have zero skills when it comes to anything like that.
Right.
I mean, like
I don't think very many people could.
There's a lot of people out there that, you know, a lot of like military people and stuff like that. But really what it comes down to is these people start losing their minds.
Right.
And they start doing things like this one guy built his own gym, and you're not even supposed to, you know, get rid of that much energy. So he's like working out and, you know, wasting his calories. They're going days without food. I guess they can only go like 3 days without water or something like that. This one guy, because they can use whatever washes up on the beach. This one dude had it so down. He literally made like a full kitchen with stuff. He made a hand washing station from a bottle he found on the beach. They're very innovative, but it's funny because like this guy's making things that can, you know, make his living situation a lot more comfortable. Whereas this other guy made himself a guitar. And it's got like one string.
Like, okay, where are our priorities here?
I know. But then it'll have like the little caption, like, you know, bringing enjoyment and laughter increases endorphins, which da 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 da. So it's like, it's showing how this one guy built himself like a swing. And he's just out there videotaping himself, like swinging around. And you just see it, then it'll flash over to like bears just watching them, like, you fucking idiots. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? But yeah,
I'm gonna have to watch it. That sounds kind of interesting.
I mean, I fast forward through a lot of it because it does a lot of like recapping and repeating and stuff. So I just kind of sit there and fast forward through parts that I don't care about. But it's crazy. They have this little button they can push if they need any like kind of medical assistance. But they're in these remote areas, so they don't show up right away. Like this one girl cut her hand and she's like pushing the button over and over again and looking around as if they're just waiting in the trees or something. Yeah. They just rappel down and like, hey, we're here to help you. But it's going to take like hours for them to get there.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I personally would never, ever do something like that.
So are they like stationary? And so they're not trying to get somewhere
No, they're just trying to survive in their area. So like they're split up. So they're usually like 5 to 10 miles away from each other.
Got it.
And then they can kind of find out like where they want to like, you know, make their camp and all that kind of stuff. And
they win something?
Yeah, they win like $500,000. Whoever's there last. But like on the last one, there were three people left, but you don't know if there's anybody left until you're the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one guy quit when there were only two left. One guy quit that same day that the other guy was going to quit.
Huh.
Like they were talking about quitting. I mean, how pissed would you be when you watch that and realize you also went 56 days, but the other guy wins?
And if you had just lasted one more, you know,
one more day.
Oh, that would be Very disappointing.
Very disappointing. $500,000. I'm like, I don't know how much somebody, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't think there is any amount of money that somebody could give me to say, go. I mean, I mean, I guess if you know that you're not going to die, that you have the button to push. Like in the first season, a guy lasted one day.
It was just like, nope, not for me. It's like,
fuck this.
I wonder if any of our listeners have ever done, like, so Faith's roommate has done the Appalachian Trail. She hiked it. She took a semester off school and hiked it.
By herself?
By herself, but there's other people on the trail that you like meet.
Uh-huh.
But she planned it and went by herself. And she's now doing the PCT. So the Appalachian Trail is like East Coast.
Yeah.
And the PCT is West Coast. And I believe it starts like kind of at the Arizona-Mexico border.
Uh-huh.
The California-Mexico border.
And it goes about
all the way to Canada.
Oh my God. There's a movie, I think, isn't it with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Where she
yeah.
does the PCT.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Oh, yeah. I thought you were that's saying like it's wild.
It is wild, but the movie's called Wild.
The movie's called Wild. Yeah. No, I remember watching that and just thinking, whoa. I mean, none of that appeals to me at all.
Me neither. And I don't know, but this girl, Faith's old roommate, like, loves it. Like, she's all about it. And she's like, oh, yeah, I survived on, you know, 4 nuts and a tablespoon of peanut butter every day for 4 months. And it's like, how do you do that?
How do you do that?
And just how dirty you are, too.
I mean, and talk about a crash diet.
I know. Maybe I should do it. Go out into the wilderness where there's nothing.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, the people that are in this show, they're eating slugs and they're eating anything, kelp, slugs. It's absolutely disgusting. I mean, I don't even eat seafood. There's no way I would survive.
No, you don't even eat chicken that's like untrimmed.
I know. One dude's like eating mice. I can't do it. I don't know. I was talking to somebody because, you know, everybody loves to like come up with these scenarios like, you know, zombie apocalypses and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And they're like, oh yeah, Gina would be the first one dead. First one dead. But I have to say, I've never had to be hungry.
Uh-huh.
So who knows what you would do in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's maybe I should do it just to get over my food issues.
Just starve.
Well, and it really like makes you think about it. Cause how many times, I mean, I've said so many times in my lifetime, I'm starving.
Mm-hmm.
It's cause I haven't eaten for 6 hours or something.
Right.
You know, I'm starving. It's like these people are going days without food. I can't even imagine.
I can't either. Honestly, like and then like take that into kind of a social context where people like don't have enough money for food.
Right.
Or don't have the resources to get food
right.
for themselves and their children.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah. I've been living in a bubble.
Me too.
Living in a bubble. And really it's just geography. when you think about it, it's just geography.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like,
explain.
Where, huh?
Explain that thought. What do you mean?
I feel like it's just geography, like whether or not like where you're born,
mm-hmm.
or what situation you're born into
mm-hmm.
of whether or not, you know, cause I can sit there and be like, well, I mean, I've worked and I've done this and I've done that, but it's geography. you know, I mean, there's opportunities where I was born.
Right.
And opportunities right. that I was born into that other right. people don't have. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people tend to feel like, you know, they've worked hard for everything. And I'm not saying that it's taking away from whether or not you're capable of working hard, you know, because mm-hmm. we're born in this society that we have, you know, in America and even parts in America, it's not that great, obviously, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I'm just saying like there's opportunity mm-hmm. to, depending on your geography mm-hmm. of what you can do with your life, you know, because so most right. people are like, you know, my parents were poor, but I worked hard and I put myself through college. Well, there's other places that you're born into that you wouldn't even have those opportunities.
Right. Right. I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's geography.
It is geography.
In my professional opinion. You know, it's like, I mean, I watched my dad work his ass off. You know, my grandfather worked his ass off. I mean, you know, but with every generation, you're passing down just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I never had to go without food. I mean, you know, we definitely, my mom was a hippie, so we grew a lot of food. We had right. the opportunity to do that.
Right, right.
We're in a geography
that allowed for that.
So, yeah. That's my deep thought for the day.
Deep thoughts with Gina.
Oh my God. Nobody wants that. That's some really weird, dark places.
Okay. Here's a quick segue. So the deep thoughts was a Saturday Night Live skit, right? From yes. back in the day.
With Jim Handy or something like that. Deep thoughts yeah. with Jim Handy or something like that. Yeah.
Something along those lines. Well, I had the opportunity to take Faith and some of her friends to the Taylor Swift show, and a lot of celebrities go. Right. And on the night that we were there, Molly Shannon was there.
Oh, I love her.
I love her too, but nobody in Faith's age bracket knows who she is.
You're just putting your hands under your armpits and smelling them.
They're like, no, we don't know that. I'm like, dang it. I'm so excited to see her.
Oh my gosh. Did you like see her? Were you near
no.
her? Oh.
No, they were down on the floor and we were like a couple rows back, but the celebrity like box was right in front of us. So I got to see her and then Mitch from Modern Family. Do you know?
I never him? Watched that.
He's a redhead. I can't remember his name, his real name, but.
Oh, he's one of the two dads. Mm-hmm. One of the two dads. Yeah. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He was there. And then there was a bunch of like, you know, younger generation, like, you know, musicians and influencers and stuff that the girls were all excited about. And I was like, I don't know who that is. I'm excited about Molly Shannon and Mitch.
You're like, this is the divide right here. Yeah. Yet again, this is how we know we're aging.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize that I'm aging when I start seeing people that aren't that much older than me dying, like stars dying, uh-huh. you know, where you're like, oh my God.
Oh no.
Holy shit. Like I was only a couple years older than me.
Yeah, I know. I've had that feeling a little bit here too lately.
Like, yeah, it's what? Weird.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like so annoying when somebody's in their like 20s or 30s talking about how old they are. Mm-hmm. I'm so old. And I remember thinking that when I was turning 30, like, oh my God, I am so old entering my 30s. And it's like, no. And even now I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, what about when I'm 60? Ew. And then, and then I'm like, oh, but that's not the end.
No, it's not. But it's
I'm going to be like, you're just constantly playing that game. Like, and then it's going to be like a 70. Ew. Oh my God. Insane. My life just having like
panic attack about it. And you're like, wait,
I know. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
Speaking of, I mean, I don't think I'm going to live that long just because my ghost has been fucking with me lately. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. But no, seriously, I went and took Ruby and my sister, like a bunch of us went and saw that the movie Talk to Me. Have you seen the commercials for it?
No.
It's like, it's not, it was supposed to be like the scariest movie you've ever seen or since like Hereditary or whatever. And so we went, and it's about like these high school kids. Someone comes across this, it looks like a mannequin hand, but it's supposedly it's a real hand underneath and it's been like mummified or something. And they bring it to parties and you hold hands with the hand and then you say like, let me in. And then you become possessed, but you can all like, they'll time it and then they'll pull you apart from it. Anyway, it's got some good scares in it.
Okay.
But I came home and there's this one part where, you know, it's the typical, she wakes up and she looks in the corner of her room and what looks like maybe a pile of laundry or something is actually like a scary thing. So right. I come home from that movie and I'm like, that movie was dumb, like whatever. And so I fall asleep on the couch. And as I'm dreaming, it was one of those, like, have you ever had a dream where it's just a continuation of where you left, like where you fell asleep?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So in my dream, I'm still laying on the couch, the TV's off and I'm, you know, it's dark. And I look in the corner next to my plant and there's this, you know, like a figure and it's like moving. And I'm thinking, oh my God, like it's coming for me. And then something is reaching over the back of the couch and touching my hair. And I'm going, and I'm thinking, this has to be a dream. Like, Gina, wake up, wake up, wake up. And because of my other experiences with the supernatural, I say in my dream, and I'm still not even sure it's a dream. And I say, I go, in the name of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. And then I wake up as I'm talking.
Uh-huh.
And I said, leave me alone. But it came out like this. I'm like, in the name of Jesus Christ,
leave me alone.
Gina.
And I'll tell you what, the sound of my voice scared the shit out of me.
I bet.
Like it scared me more. I scared my own voice scared me more than the freaking nightmare. I was like, was I just possessed? Like what? It was, and it didn't even sound like that. It didn't even sound like me making that voice. It sounded like a completely different voice.
That would have scared me so bad.
It scared the shit out of me. So yeah, I stayed up all, I turned on all the lights and just watched TV. I watched some more Alone. But no, I was thinking, and then I was of course thinking like, oh my God, can you imagine if I was like in bed with another person and did that? That would be terrifying.
It would have been like, it's time for me to go. This what has the? Been fun, but
this woman is possessed by the devil.
I'm out.
Yeah. That's enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was very odd.
I can't watch those kinds of movies because I feel like it like invites that kind of stuff.
Well, I've invited. Yeah, I've given an invitation to a lot of really bad stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think maybe can we like get you on to, you know, maybe
like go have like a exorcism
historical or movies or something like that where they're not horror films.
I don't know why I like it so much. I don't. I mean, it puts so much shit into your head. Like sometimes I'll be laying in bed and I'm like, are the covers being pulled down? You know, because I have like a throw blanket at the bottom of my bed. And sometimes because I'm moving around, it'll like start to like slowly slide. And of course, that's like the first thing I think of is like, oh my God, there's something down there. It's like pulling the covers off of my bed. But yeah, it's, and I to even come up with some of this shit, like that, you have to be a really fucked up person.
Yeah. I've wondered about like writers that write those types of screenplays. Like, how do they, are they just sitting around a table drinking coffee, like coming up with the weirdest stuff that they can? They try and one up each other. They're like, oh, how about this?
right. Just like, shit, man, you really nailed it on that one. That's really scary. I haven't had a lot of sleep since then.
Yeah.
But I got this filter on here, so. Can't see the bags.
You look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. But yeah. So that's pretty much all I have to say.
Yeah. I had my own nightmare traveling to Knoxville 2 days ago.
Oh my God. So you texted Brooke and I about that. And I know we've talked about flights. Probably, I mean, Brooke and I have been talking about it since we started this, like right. awful flight stories. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like there's so much going on. And we talked about it a little bit a couple episodes ago, like the lack of accountability.
That was the most frustrating part.
Is crazy. Like, isn't there some kind of law or some kind of accountability that they can hold these airlines to make sure that you're not going through this? I mean, I don't, like, who's regulating these people?
I don't know. And that was honestly the most frustrating part, because like, okay, flights get delayed. Okay, there's mechanical issues, there's weather, there's whatever, but the just the lack of like answers and customer service.
Yeah, they're kind of like, oh well.
It was, and I know Brooke went through it just a couple of weeks ago. And we went through it on our way to Bali, which, you know, I mean, going abroad and traveling through Manila, like that was a nightmare. But like, you can kind of understand that, right?
Right.
But to just be in Phoenix and to have everybody that works for American be like, well, you're fucked.
Like, well, I think there's a
nice corner over there for you to go sleep in.
Right. Well, I was watching, I have a bunch of like, you know, different friends from the gym or, you know, people that I know that were flying to the CrossFit games. And mm-hmm. every single person that I knew was posting something about being stuck in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I'm just constantly seeing on my feed, everybody's stuck in a freaking airport.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is like, I can't imagine being the person that works at the counter because mm-hmm. it's not their fault.
No, but, it's not.
I mean, at some point you get to the where it's like, you know, well, fuck it. Like, I mean, what can they do? I'm going to give them a voucher.
Yeah. Here's $12. Here's this, meal.
Right. Sorry.
A bottle of water costs $4.50. Right. You know,
right.
Like, geez, Louise.
But I just want to, I just feel like what is going on? I feel like when they're booking flights, they know,
mm-hmm.
we must know that they don't have enough pilots or enough people or something. There's something mm-hmm. weird going on. I don't know if there's certain airlines that are going out of business. So they're just trying to like get as much money as they can, because then, you know, you don't get your money back. You get a voucher for another flight, or, you know, you get credit for another flight.
If you only get that, if it is a mistake by the airline. So like we got to Phoenix and they said, so our original flight got canceled and they said, we don't have a crew. So that was the airline's fault. Right. And so then
how do you take money for tickets for a flight and then not have a crew?
I know.
That it keeps happening.
I know.
Who's in charge of scheduling?
That's what I would like to know. It's like, we need to update our software, or like somebody needs to get their scheduling department like in order. But then I rebooked another flight to try and make our connection in Dallas that got delayed, and due to weather, which was, it was too hot to fly.
Okay.
But there's all these flights taking off. Where, like, as they're delaying our flight, they're like, it's too hot to fly. But I see, you know, three planes taking off. And it, and so then we miss our connection. And so we get to end up to Dallas and we miss our connection. And I'm like, well, what about like refunds or whatever? And she goes, no, we're going to have to charge you because it wasn't the airline's fault. It was weather related. So there's some disclaimer in the terms and conditions that you have to click to book your flight that you're not going to get a refund if it's,
you've got to be kidding me.
Something that the airline can control. Yeah. I finally got on the phone with somebody that was willing to help and got us another flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then to Knoxville.
Oh my gosh.
But we were traveling for over 24 hours.
Oh, just to get to Nashville or Knoxville or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
Yeah, something needs to change.
Yeah,
it's just so aggravating. And I feel bad, you know, it's like one thing, like, okay, we're going on vacation or we're going, like, I get it, you know, first world problems or whatever.
Right, right.
But like, there's some people that are trying, that need to get somewhere, like for something. And they're just, like I said, they're just so nonchalant about it. Like, well, that's just what it is. You know, and you're kind of like, well, I mean, the last few times I've flown, there's always been something. I mean, like one was like, oh, we don't have a pilot. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. How do you not have a pilot?
Right. Didn't this flight get scheduled like 6 months ago?
Right. Right. You had plenty of time to figure this out. So yeah, I don't know what's going on. I feel like, yeah, there's something weird going on.
If anybody works for the airlines and like wants to fill us in.
And hasn't signed an NDA.
Can you please like send us an anonymous note?
Yeah. Seriously. I know it's terrible. You know, I had some people that were just, you know, like going to the CrossFit Games and, you know, were delayed like an entire day or 2 days. And then, like you said, are like losing all their bags. Cause you guys, they couldn't find like four of your bags.
Yeah, we had, because she's moving, we each had two checked bags with all of her shit in it. And we get to Knoxville and we're standing there and she's like, so we had just gotten down to baggage claim and Faith goes, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how optimistic are you that our bags are here? And I was like, like a 1.
And you were right.
Sure enough, they weren't there. They were still in North Carolina. And so the poor baggage guy, like, and I understand that this is not his fault, right?
Right.
But I was so tired. And at one point I felt myself like I was kind of had locked eyes with him. And I was ready to
go off.
Reel it in, Dev. Like, you can't go off on this poor guy.
I know. They're so helpless. It's like, it's just, it's a fucking mess out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, either leave 4 days early to make your flights or you leave 4 days early to drive.
Yeah. I know it's bad. Sorry. I'm frustrated just talking about it.
Okay. I know. You just have to laugh though. And like, at this, you know, at that point, Faith and I were just laughing about it. It was like, okay, what?
Like, what? Yeah. What's next? Your hotel's canceled.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was fully expecting to show up to the Airbnb and like not be able to get in or.
Right. Yeah. Just roll it in.
Yeah. So yeah,
it sucks. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But you're there and getting her settled. Mm-hmm. So she moves in this weekend. Tomorrow?
Yeah. So she's had orientation the last 2 days. So she's basically been in school for 2 days.
Oh, okay.
We've got the weekend. She got her keys day before yesterday, and we'll move her into the apartment this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you get to come home.
Yeah.
Are you going to drive home?
I'm thinking about it.
Fuck this. I'm dry.
I'll tell you what, though. I do need to go in and try and change my flight and not go through Dallas.
Yeah. Well, that's where we got stuck.
Yeah.
It was like, sorry. And the lines of people, because there were so many flights that were canceled. I mean, just line to stand in line to find out that there's nothing you can do. And they ran out of hotel vouchers, but here's your $12 voucher for food. It's like, oh, I just waited for an hour and a half to find that out. Like, you couldn't have just like announced it on the PA or something.
Right. Or sent me a text message.
Yeah.
You send you text messages.
Right. Yeah.
All the time.
I know.
So I'm going to go in and like try and figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I definitely would do that.
Yeah.
Your homework. You're like, I'm taking over. Taking this shit over. Who do I need to schedule for this flight?
Yeah.
give me a list of employees.
Exactly.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. We do appreciate you.
We do.
We really do. And, you know, if you have any flight horror stories, please let us know. Email us at betweentherups@gmail.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe.
5-star rating, 5-star warning. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.